Mental health counseling for work stress. It's 9:47 p.m. on a Tuesday. You're refreshing your work email because something might come in tonight. You're not on call. Nobody asked you to. You can't put the phone down. This used to be a job. Now it's the thing your body is bracing against from the moment you open your eyes. Mental health counseling for work stress is therapy designed to help you separate yourself from the job, recover from chronic activation, and build skills to keep your nervous system from running 24/7 inside an environment that doesn't naturally turn off. It's not about hating your job. Most patients we see actually like their work. The issue is that the work has become indistinguishable from the rest of their life, and their body is paying for it. What chronic work stress actually does to your body. Acute stress is fine. The deadline that has you wired for a week, the launch that's coming, the pitch you're prepping for. Your body handles short bursts well. Chronic stress is a different system.
The immune system gets quieter. The hippocampus, which manages memory and time, takes a hit. This isn't melodrama. It's measurable physiology. People who work in chronic stress conditions for years show up with elevated rates of clinical anxiety, depression, and cardiac risk markers. Your body isn't separate from the spreadsheet. The patterns we see most often. Patients walk in with a few recurring shapes. The high performer, who can't stop scanning. Brain on alert from 6 a.m. to bed. Sleep broken. Weekends spent recovering instead of living. The new manager, promoted into a role that requires a different nervous system. Now responsible for other people's feelings without the training. The parent in a demanding job. Constant context switching. Never fully present anywhere. Guilt at work, guilt at home, exhausted at both. The post-promotion burnout. Got the title, got the raise, lost the joy. Doesn't understand why. The long-tenure employee whose role keeps expanding. The job grew, the pay didn't. Now they're doing two jobs and pretending it's still one. If any of these sound like you, you're not unique. You're in the most common cluster of patients we treat for stress.
Why work-life balance advice doesn't fix it. The advice you've already read. Turn off notifications after 6 p.m. Set boundaries. Take a real lunch. Don't bring the laptop to bed. These tips are not wrong. They're not enough. The problem is that your nervous system has been trained over years to stay activated, and a notification setting doesn't undo training. The body needs a more deliberate recovery process. That process usually requires either a structural change to your job or a clinical intervention to retrain the nervous system, often both. What therapy adds is the structural change, new patterns, real boundaries with consequences when you cross them, tools to come down off activation in real time, not just at bedtime. The skills you'll learn in counseling, work stress therapy is concrete. Patients leave each session with something specific to try. Common tools we teach: containment rituals, a 90-second routine at the end of the workday that signals to your nervous system the day is done. Most people skip this and pay for it. Real exhale work, extended exhale breathing for the moments before a meeting that's going to spike you. Cognitive diffusion,
a technique from acceptance and commitment therapy that helps you notice the catastrophic thoughts your brain runs without letting them run you. Boundary scripts, pre-written sentences for the conversations you keep avoiding because you don't have the words. We help you build the words. Recovery audits. What does actual rest look like for your body? Most patients don't know because they haven't had it in years. When the stress has tipped into something clinical, stress can stay stress. Sometimes it tips into anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, or a stress-induced sleep disorder. Signs the line has been crossed. Sleep has been broken for more than 6 weeks. You're getting weekly stomach issues, headaches, or chest tightness. You're using alcohol, cannabis, or scrolling to come down at night more than you used to. Your fuse with your family has gotten short. You can't concentrate on a book or a movie. You've stopped enjoying weekends because you're already dreading Monday by Saturday afternoon. If multiple of those are true, work stress has done its damage, and the body needs more than mindfulness.
How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we treat work stress as the medical situation it can become. Counseling that gives you tools you can use the same week. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy, both work fast. ACT is especially useful for chronic activation because it teaches you to relate to anxious thoughts without trying to suppress them. Medication management, when stress has tipped into clinical territory, SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram for generalized anxiety, bupropion when motivation has cratered, SNRIs like venlafaxine when both anxiety and depression are running together. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when long-term work stress has triggered treatment-resistant depression. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses on the part of the brain handling mood and motivation. FDA-cleared, drug-free, 6-week course. Many of our high-performing patients have responded well because the underlying issue was always neurochemical, hidden by discipline. Frequently asked questions. Will my employer find out? No. Therapy is confidential under HIPAA. Your employer cannot access records.
If insurance is processing the claim, they'll see only billing codes, never session content. If you want zero paper trail, you can pay out of pocket, and we offer that. Do I have to leave my job to fix this? Almost never. Most patients keep their job and treat the nervous system. Some end up making structural changes, a different role, fewer hours, a manager change, but those decisions come later, after the body has stabilized. Can I do this around a heavy schedule? Yes. We offer telehealth, evening sessions, and lunch hour appointments. TMS sessions are about 19 minutes once you're past the first week. Most working patients schedule TMS first thing in the morning before work. A 15-minute call beats another quarter of grinding. You've been white-knuckling it long enough. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions about the work pattern, and tell you what's likely to help. No high-pressure sales, total privacy. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there.
If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.